I think Lady Ashton's role been misunderstood. She had the effect of legitimizing Morsi's house arrest. She played into the hands of the military by saying that, oh, he has cable television, he has Morsi has newspapers, and it made it look like this is a normal state of affairs. I think Catherine Ashton did not do a great service to the European Union. And the trip by Senator McCain, John McCain, the Republican of Arizona in the States, and Senator Lindsey Graham, a Republican of South Carolina, that trip was organized by President Obama. And that will have, I think, a very salutary effect on the Egyptian military. Why? Because McCain and Graham have been very strong supporters of the Egyptian military. I think that the Ashton trip was not a good one, but that the Graham-McCain trip will have a major effect on the outcome.
Right. Professor Tanta, are you indicating that the White House is in support of cutting the 30-year-old military aid to the Egypt's military going forward?
Well, the only leverage the White House has on the Egyptian military is the military aid.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that the White House will cut the aid. But just like when I was at the White House with Ronald Reagan, we would slow down the shipment of F-16 fighter bombers to Israel. Likewise, the Obama administration delayed the transshipment of F-16s to Egypt. Well, there are other steps that could be taken like that. You don't have to cut off the entire amount. You can parcel out the cuts in and delay the shipment.
So exactly, what is the U.S. trying to achieve in Egypt?
Well, the United States is like on a high wire act, balancing between its need to follow the law of cutting off the aid on one hand and doing nothing that will destabilize the situation in Egypt on the other hand.
Mm.
It wants the military to retain a modicum of stability while allowing for the political system to operate eventually independent the military. But what happens is that when you're trying to balance conflicting goals, many people say that you're not achieving any. So there's a groundswell of opinion within Egypt on the Muslim Brotherhood side that says that the United States is backing the military, and then there are people on the military side who say the United States is backing the Brotherhood.